Good morning, and welcome to St. John Lutheran Church on this, the third Sunday in Lent. Continue on in our preparations for the remembrance of our Lord's Passion, the celebration of His resurrection. If you are a guest or visiting here with us this morning, we're especially glad that you are here, along with all of our members alike. And just a reminder to please fill out an attendance card you can find in your pews. Order of service for this morning is Divine Service Setting 4, beginning on page 203. Within our hymnals. We sing now our first hymn, 421, Jesus grant that balm and healing.
I shall find, or should Satan press me hard, let me then be on my guard, saying,
we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, to call upon Him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. Lord, in your righteousness, because of mine enemies, make your way straight before me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with
you. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the third Sunday in Lent is from Ezekiel chapter 33. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel, thus have you said, surely our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we rot away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, declares the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him when he transgresses. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it when he turns from his wickedness. And the righteous shall not be able to live by his righteousness when he sins. Though I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, yet if he trusts in his righteousness and does injustice, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered. But in his injustice that he has done, he shall die. Again, though I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, yet if he turns from his sin and does what is just and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has taken by robbery, and walks in the statutes of life, not doing injustice, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of the sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is just and right, he shall surely live. Yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just, when it is their own way that is not just. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and does injustice, he shall die for it. When the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is just and right, he shall live by them. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not just. O house of Israel, I will judge each of you according to his ways. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to know, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things took place as examples for us, that we might not desire evil as they did. Do not be idolaters as some of them were. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality as some of them did. And 23,000 fell in a single day. We must not put Christ to the test, as some of them did, and were destroyed by serpents, nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction, on whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. There were some present at that very time who told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none. He said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Together we confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We're seated now as the hymn of the day is sung.
Thine over all shall pay the praise and thanks of
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. St. Luke reports in his 9th chapter that Jesus' face was set like flint toward Jerusalem. His disciples knew now that there was no turning back. And yet Jesus took his time on that journey into the holy city. The timing must be perfect. Luke 10 records a visit Jesus had with Mary and Martha to their village, likely that of Bethany, where they dwelled with their brother, the well-known Lazarus. And then after Jesus is seen in local synagogues and in places where great crowds could gather together. And all the while, he kept on teaching, speaking the truth of the Word of God. He taught about prayer. He taught about his relationship with Satan, about true blessedness, about the sign of Jonah, the light in his followers. He announced curses upon the Pharisees, the teachers of the law. He warned about the leaven of the Pharisees, their false teaching that would lead many astray. Christ encouraged his followers to be fearless and to acknowledge him before all the world. He commanded against anxiety and taught his disciples to be ready for the end at all times. And many people came and went among the crowds, but many grew to know Jesus' message and his teachings well. And they wanted his take on everything. Surely Jesus, this leader of the people, would be sympathetic to his own. Some in the crowd informed Jesus of a great sin committed by Pontius Pilate, the governor placed in Jerusalem by Rome itself. And not much is known about this incident outside of Luke's reports. Acting in character, Pilate must have authorized the killing, the slaughter of several Jews from the region of Galilee, where the disciples of Jesus and Jesus himself were from. He then publicly took some of their blood and mixed it with the blood of their sacrifices and did so in the temple, the holy place. Pilate had violated their most sacred practices as a people. And yet, this was not brought up by the crowds to emphasize the evil of Pilate, for that was well known. Instead, those crowd members were hinting at the idea that those Galilean Jews must have done some pretty horrific sins in order to deserve such a disgraceful end. And we all have a naturally sinful tendency to do the same. We attempt to be sympathetic to those who go through difficult times, but cannot help in our subconscious, maybe the back of our minds, to think there must have been something that they have done from their past to deserve the misfortune they endure. Now, certain sins do have certain consequences, to be sure, but in a broken and sinful world that is indeed cursed by God, as reported in Genesis chapter 3, there are times when terrible tragedies have nothing to do with specific sins, at least those of the victims. You can imagine then the shock of the crowd surrounding Jesus at his response. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Well, Jesus steers the crowd away from the normal thoughts of man and steers them into the thinking of God. or those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them? Well, that would be a terrible tragedy. Crushed to death by the collapse of a grand tower, wrong place at the wrong time. Nobody had planned it. It was not sabotage. It was not murder. Just awful, awful timing. Terminal cancer diagnosis. Early onset Alzheimer's. Death in a car crash. No job prospects after finishing top of your class. You think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? Jesus said. Did they do something to deserve this? To deserve what they got? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Now, those are powerful words, thought-provoking words from Jesus, intending for the crowds to be driven toward repentance. What is truly necessary for all sinners to a different way of thinking. Every tragic diagnosis, every awful catastrophe, all should lead sinners to repentance for their own sin, especially those who are followers of Christ. We all deserve the worst that this world can offer. Repentance and faith in Jesus preserves us from the eternal judgment and consequences for our sin. And so Jesus attempts to put a stop to this earthly way of thinking that some are worse offenders or sinners than others. Well, that's a tough sell for those living in a broken, sinful world. But what Jesus does is he steers each person back unto him or herself. Before God, you are on your own. What has happened to others is for them before God. The hard truth is that only one tiny sin is enough to separate us from God's love and His mercy forever. And you and I, we commit far more than that. We justly deserve God's punishment. His wrath and His anger for our sin. For the wage of sin is death, eternal death and condemnation. That is not something anyone will want to endure. And God does not want anyone to endure it either. Hence, He has sent His Son. Jesus has won our salvation. His blood wins for us forgiveness, removal, canceling of all of our sin. For all are justified by His grace as a gift. His blood wins that gift for us. Just as all fall short of the glory of God, all are justified in Jesus. For in Adam all have sinned, so in Christ have all been justified. Made righteous, unless you repent, Jesus said. That is the key. Repent and be baptized, the message of the disciples to the crowds. Repent and believe in the gospel. For there is salvation. There is hope. There is comfort in that repentance because God has declared it to be so. Our gracious God wants all people to be saved, all people to repent. He wants everyone to believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of all. Such repentance, though, does not come through the law, no matter how good we are at understanding it or proclaiming it. For the law does its proper work of revealing our sinfulness, showing us our sin, our failures before God, how terrible we are because of that sin. Lex semper accusat, The law is always accusing sinners, and it is always crushing sinners, an immense burden. The law of God, of course, is good and wise, and it is holy. It comes from God. It is His Word. But for us who are sinners, it is our certain death and destruction. The law shows us that its way is super high up above us, to the heavens for its holiness, while we are far, far below, so far beyond fulfilling and attaining it. The law then does its work of crushing us, of killing us, of destroying us, so that the gospel may raise us up. And that is what leads to repentance. The gospel itself, the good news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified in our stead. And so over and over again, that story of Jesus' love for all the world is spoken and preached throughout the world. All that Jesus has done. For He alone justifies. He alone fulfills the law of God. Jesus alone fulfills all the promises from the past. Jesus is God's gospel, His good news for all of us. And so the Spirit of God then awakens within us from death to life the desire to repent, to turn away from our sin. But that faith made alive within us and growing within us by the preaching of that Word, God enables us to turn away from sinfulness and to live in His grace. For it is His work that we are all too happy to receive because it gives us life and salvation. God's work of repentance, not our work of repentance, does indeed give us Jesus again and again. Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. That is truth. But the Lord Jesus does not leave it there. God is not content with simply proclaiming the law, siding with His justice, for He is actively drawing sinners unto Himself through the gospel. And so Jesus told the parable of the barren fig tree to make that point. Over and over again, God visits the sinful world with the good news of the gospel, expecting it to work and find those who do repent of their sin. But many continue to refuse. But Jesus continues to show patience and insists to God the Father to give it a little more time. The final day will come when it will be too late to repent. That will be the last day when Jesus returns in all of His glory, or for us who are still alive, it will be the moment when we die, whichever shall come first. But before those instants is the time to repent, to believe, to be baptized, to be saved. Time for you to receive Christ's own body and His own blood again and again. Repentance, that is what the Father wants, and that is what He grants to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace that does pass all of our human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Collected. We stand. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth adored, heaven and earth with full acclaim, shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna to the Lord, truly blessed is he, comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. At your command, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain. Yet, in mercy, you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you spared not your only son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise, now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hear us as we pray in his name, and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. strengthen and preserve you in body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
We stand to sing the post-communion hymn. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated. Reminder that next Sunday is the organ concert put on by Eli Beadle, and a free will offering will be taken that afternoon. 4 o'clock is that service or that presentation, and that'll be to help raise funds for his concert tour going over to Europe as part of his school studies going on there in Missouri. We do have a need to help fold palm leaves for the crosses for Palm Sunday. There's an announcement in the bulletin on that with all the details. If you're interested in helping out with that, it's a little bit still coming up in April, but it's a fun event and a good thing that we can do in order to help get ready for the Palm Sunday celebration. Lastly, 1 week from today on Sunday in our Bible class hour will be a special presentation by some gentlemen from our Central Illinois district on planning for our future, and that's for individuals in the congregation. You can find information on that on the blue insert in your bulletin along with some other flyers around the building as well. They like to give those presentations and seminars for members of our synod in our district to help in planning for the future and to know what else the district is doing each and every day for our benefit and that of the church. Other announcements you can find printed within your bulletin. You're welcome to join us for coffee and donuts down in the fellowship hall, and Bible class and Sunday school begin shortly thereafter. We go forth in the name and peace of our Lord.